these days. I say goodbye without opening my mouth. I just stare into a distance till you figure it out. Cause I feel as invested as a border guard.
Welcome to The Breakdown here on Sheffield Live. Myself and Steve are here. It's a rare one with us both. Go on, Steve. Go on. How many hula hoops?
You're looking amazing.
How many hula hoops did you put in your mouth just before that song
I didn't
ended?
Know the song was that short. I wish you could see you right now. What? You put your headphones on your head. And your hair is... That's why I was laughing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's quite...
We've had an interesting start to the show.
Interesting start to the show. So let's reel off the issues so far. That wasn't an issue, the play of the Def Cab for Cutie track.
And that was good.
Their first track for, I think, first for 5 years, actually. Their 11th album, I Built You a Tower, is out on June the 5th. For issue number one,
yeah,
the cart wall here is not working.
It's not. No jingles, no ads.
Through the computer. Mm. Now, that wouldn't normally be a problem because you bring your computer with you.
I do.
What's problem number two, Steve?
Well, I plug the audio cable into my laptop, as I normally do every week, to play it through the channel here. And why did I pull it out? Anyway, I pulled it out and half of it has stayed in my laptop.
So your laptop is out of service?
I think so, unless I can get some tweezers.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be fine, though.
We will be fine. My laptop won't, but we will.
You can do some of your slam poetry in between for the jingles. Yeah. I've been waiting for this. But we do have a show, a good show, a big week for albums, as it always is. Glady, Filth is Eternal, Chalk, Avalon, Emerson, Underscores, Leaf Library. Who else?
More. Lots more. Damage Bug, Vero. What's the other one? There's another one I had a track from. I'll find it.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There is a lot. You did a good show last week, Steve, but you didn't play this song, so
I wasn't aware.
It is void.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves back with a new song. It's called Dry Spell. Immediately went on to my Songs of the Year. I think you'll find out why when I play it. Foot on Leg Clinic after this?
Yes, bit of Worms. Well, two Worms.
Two Worms for us.
capital H, if you know what I mean. I've been sitting on the washing machine. Ain't nobody's tool up in my shed. Ain't nobody's boots under my bed. Ain't nobody's truck up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. Ain't no new notches on my belt. And I'm tired of keeping my hands to myself. 911, it's officially a cry for help. It's time for me to take the bull by the horns. Ain't nobody's tool up in my shed. Ain't nobody's boots under my bed. Ain't nobody's truck up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. Ain't no new notches on my belt. And I'm tired of keeping my hands to myself. 911, it's officially a cry for up in my drive for a late night call for a real good time. Ain't nobody to roll with in the hay. Ain't nobody but the chickens are getting laid. 911, it's officially a cry for help.
Hello, this is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Look at what
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that was something from last week's album of the week by the Foot and Leg Clinic.
Yes, Sit Down for Rock and Roll.
Very good album it was. That
Worms
was
2.
Worms 2. And before was just the magnificently suggestive Kacey Musgraves track, Dry Spell, which is going to be from her sixth album out in June. Middle of Nowhere is the name of that record. Let's have a catastrophe update in the studio. So,
yeah,
you will have heard Broken Chanter.
Who's got a new single out this week?
Oh, he has got a new single out. Yeah. We'll play that in between the two tracks we played, which means that we have access to some of the jingles. That is good.
That is good.
Roughly about 30% are there. Mm. No rhyme or reason for why. No. Some are not. Some are. What's the update from you, Steve?
My laptop is still booked.
And you've lost your password to
Deezer.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the update.
So it's on me.
It's on you. It's all on you.
All me, me,
but I'm here
me,
to support you me, in any way me. I can.
You are, haven't you? You always have done that. Album of the week now, we are going to go to something from Underscores, who has put out a record yesterday, You, which is just brilliant pop. Imaginative, creative throughout this record is. And we're going to play you two trackets.
What was that?
What would that be?
I don't know.
Trackets. Two tracks from it this afternoon, at least. Was it follow-up to Wall Socket? I think it was, from 2023. But really, really good musician, Underscores is. April Gray is their name. So they're going to play you from You, the track Hollywood Forever, and probably double this up with something else short from yesterday. Do you know what? Let's play that Broken Chanter track.
That's not short, but let's do it.
It's 2 minutes 40. That's pretty short.
No. That was the first single. I think you got the wrong one there.
Oh, is it Shake It? Not Shake It to Bits?
No, that's the one we played. It's a new one. It's about 4 minutes long. We can do it, or we can just save it for later.
We'll save it for later.
Okay.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The terror of completing capitalism. Rule your lunch break. Rule your lunch. The same nice summer above the guillotines. Didn't sit well. Was a bit too French. My baby tells me to pull out the pin. But I'm still staring at the boys in the bowl in the nostalgia war. The problem is his father is an idiot. Being dead would be a slight improvement. My baby tells me to pull out the pin. But I'm still staring at the boys in the bowl in the nostalgia wars. There were no survivors. There were no survivors.
Okay, so let's get the music out of the way first.
Let's do that.
Underscores, a track from the album You, which is this week's album of the week. You heard Hollywood Forever, and there'll be more from that album later on in the show. And then something from McCluskey. Always good to have McCluskey played on the show. And there was a six-track EP out yesterday. I think six or seven. Yeah, six. And we chose to play Spock Culture from it, from the... I sure am getting sick of this bowling alley. Why didn't we not play That Was My Brain on Elves?
I don't know. Oh, because it's good, but it's not typical McCluskey. You really not listened to Holy Feet yet?
I did. I listened to it last night.
Okay.
All right. That was very, very good. Okay. Update, Steve. What are we thinking? Are we going to try to play one from yours? Let's do it. Let's try it. I reckon we try.
Well, shall we play that new single from Broken Chanter that we were going to play? But
you've got it, haven't
yeah,
you? Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, so the album is coming out, is it in, I think it's in May, on, yeah, I don't know what date. But anyway, A Year Without a Summer is the title of the latest single. We'll play that. We'll give you some more information. Let's hope this works.
Take routines, your heart in a bag, apply. plastered across a fracture. You learn to read it all. But still the days go by. You can't stop worrying about it.
Broken Chanter there, and A Year Without a Summer, and that is from the album This Could Be Us, You or Anybody Else, and that is coming out on April the 10th. He's got a tour in, I think it's in May, but I think there's only one England date. It was in the North East, if I remember rightly. Most of those are in Scotland. Oh, no, there's a London one. There is a London one at the Waiting Room on May the 13th.
Is that how you refer to it now, one England date?
Yeah, that's how I refer to it. Okay. It's a mainly Scottish tour with a couple of English dates. I think it will be back in the UK. We're back in England later in the year, I believe. That's the plan.
All right. I put that onto the Roma playlist here. Steve, look where that song's
what
going.
Have you done?
It's going on there.
Ooh.
Best of 26.
Thank you, David. Best of 26 playlist.
There you are.
You've made it.
I'm going to do my Treble 7 at 7:30 today, but we're going to warm up with a sub 2.5 minute track.
Yes.
That we've both brought.
We did.
Slippers?
Yeah.
I don't know much about
it. I wasn't aware of Slippers. Now, Slippers released an album, I think it was 2024, that friend of the show, or friend of me, Tim, one of his favourite albums. I didn't know who it was, but new album coming soon with the launch of this single. But the singer, well, the person who is Slippers, was the singer in Yuki Duster.
That's a good fact.
Yeah. Well, we played quite a few times on the break. I think they split up 2018. It's quite a while ago now. But yes, this single came out yesterday. Well, this week. It's called...
I've just deleted it from
you
there.
You idiot.
Because you've got it there.
I have.
It's right in front of you.
Once for Everyone. It's quite small, though. It's quite hard to read.
Part of me.
Well, it was good.
That Slippers. Was good. Yeah, once for everyone from Slippers.
All right. Treble Seven time for me now. And it's going to be three tracks from albums that were out yesterday. I think two of these will be brand new to the breakdown as well. Filford is Eternal and Otoliths. I wasn't aware of before today.
Nope.
You'll hear tracks from their albums after something from Special Friend, the French act, who... Are they just all French? Are they French?
I think half French.
Half French. Played at Sydney Matilda a couple of weeks ago in support of this album. It's called Clipping and is at least their second. I think it's their third record. That looks like it there. Enemy Common in 2021, followed by Wait Until the Flames Come in 2023. So Clipping, for me, marks a change in style for the band. This track is called Theoretical.
It's dangerous to have doubts. Always true, second question all things. Statues symbolize what you want to. Project what's inside, what it makes you. So it goes. It's theoretical, no way to know. It's theoretical. Imagine a raft of paper cups flows down the river of mixed thoughts. Cups filled with miscellaneous dread, spilling drops on all the fish heads. So it goes. It's theoretical, no way to know. It's theoretical.
Breakdown, Treble Seven.
Settling all seems running in love. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Happy. You have just heard a band called Otholiths, who are from California. I think it's the work of one particular guy, Tom Smith. He's from Oakland, not California. And the album he put out yesterday is called Lyphos, and you heard from it Blank Object. I really like the track Biweekly Lady.
Yeah.
It just didn't fit into the Treble 7. That's
no, I like that one as well. I did listen to that this morning.
It's a good, good album. It followed on from something pretty heavier, I would say, in the form of Filth is Eternal, who are a Seattle-based band who put out their fourth album, Impossible World, earlier in the week. You heard from that Acetylene, and it was kicked off by a special friend with something from their third album, Clipping. You heard Theoretical. All right. I encountered a problem of my own, which I'm going to try to solve while you play your longest song of the day.
My longest song of the day comes from The Leaf Library, who released their new album yesterday via Fika Recordings. After the Rain, Strange Seeds is the name of it. And it's getting definite Yola Tengo vibes from this, which is not a surprise because John McIntyre has mixed the album, who's worked with Stereolab and Yola Tengo in the past. This track is called Colour Chant.
Thank you.
Leaf Library and Colour Chant from their album After the Rain, Strange Seeds, out yesterday, well worth listening to in full. And they're touring. I think the nearest to Sheffield is a date at JT Store in Nottingham next month.
Was that where Terror Pigeon played? Have I been there?
Yeah, no, that's the Grove nearby. But
so I've never been to JT Store.
No, you're not.
All right. 15 minutes to go in this hour. Discussions are underway about the 4 o'clock classics. A decision has been made about the next track. Glady?
I'd say Glady, but I don't know.
I think Glady have been around for quite a long time, because I seem to remember playing them over 10 years ago, but maybe it's a completely different band. What is a fact, though, is that this album, No Need to Be Lonely, came out yesterday from the Philadelphia five-piece. I've got two tracks that we could have played. I'm going to go with this one, which is called... No, I'm not going to go for that one. I'm going to go for this one, which is called Poison. Should we follow it up with something else?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Yeah.
The OCs are one of the most prolific bands around, but frontman John Dwyer still has time to knock out albums under his side project, Damage Bug, but that was the first in 6 years. Zuzax came out yesterday, and that was Psych Witch from the album.
Did you play something from that last week?
I played something very different from that album last week.
God, I thought I was having a seizure or something there, because I'm thinking, I've heard this link before.
Not the link. I didn't quite say the same thing.
A similar link. But yeah. Good show last week. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
We haven't got much in the way of overlap this week in terms of tracks, but we did bring this by Deary. Alma is the name of a track. They put out their first single a few years ago now, but they're only now readying their debut album, Birding, out on April the 3rd on Bella Union, and they're touring and coming through Sheffield.
They are coming through Sheffield.
Is it around April 15th?
I think so.
Is it May? They're playing at Sydney Matilda.
They are.
And this is their most recent single, Alma. I've done a year with timing.
You have.
We need more than a 1 minute 58 second song, but we've got plenty of them.
We have.
That was Deary with a track called Alma, which is out now from an album out at the beginning of April. Anything to say about Eve Wilder before I play Mountain Sized from her?
No, because you only just sprung it on me a few seconds ago that we're playing it.
Okay. We've played it before, haven't we?
We have definitely played before,
many times. But this is, I think, the first track to be released from a coming album. No, that's a lie, because there's two more from there. And she's playing it Get Together. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'll play it now, because otherwise there's no point as I've been changed.
I want a house and I want a cute baby.